It had started out as a pretty typical Saturday in Thailand's northernmost town, Maesai, snug against the Myanmar border. At about 90 degrees, the air was a hot, damp towel wrapped around them. But the boys practiced anyway. They always did. Most of the boys cycled to the pitch. They turned off the country's highway number one and rode the gentle incline toward the spine of mountains separating Thailand from Myanmar. Then, past the market on the southern side of the road, with vendors hawking stinking anchovies and rows of bok choy, cilantro, and ripening pineapple, for which the region is known. Up past the Wat Ban Chong Temple, with its gilded Buddha crowned with neon lights. One final leg took them up the unnamed road, past the honky-tonks that doubled as brothels, ringing out with midday karaoke and the croaks of beer-fattened drunks. The pitch was on a rise above all of that, shaved flat from the top of the hill. It had seen better days, back when you could easily make out the boundary lines. The heat and the rains had nibbled at the now ratty goal nets and bitten off chunks of the concrete viewing porch. They'd spent a lot of time there, the Wild Boars. The team's head coach, Naparat Nok Guntawong, founded the team in late 2013, and they'd done Maesai proud ever since. A former semi-professional midfielder, Coach Nok remained boyish and slim. Even when he wasn't anywhere near a playing field, he invariably wore the polyester mesh of athletic clothing. The telltale sign of his profession as a shipping agent was his yellowing, half-inch-long pinky nails. Coach Nok had hoped to infect his daughter with the soccer bug, so a few times a week he would take her to kick the ball around. Sometimes her male school friends, who were much more interested in the beautiful game, would join them. In late 2013, those same boys got together ahead of a local youth tournament and asked Nok to coach the fledgling club they wanted to form. The name Wild Boars evokes sylvan ferocity. It conjures images of muscled young men recklessly gunning for the goal. Sure, the team was ferocious, but it was actually named after its sponsor, which exports live pigs to China. In keeping with the company's porcine theme, Coach Nok figured, we're in the forests, boars are tough, why not Mupa, which translates to wild boars. It was close enough for the sponsor. The Wild Boars, 84 strong, were separated into three age groups, under-13s, under-15s, and under-17s. They were short on finances, but long on grit and teamwork. They'd practice up to 20 hours a week, hitting the pitch several days a week for a couple of hours and then on weekends, often spending whole days together. Drilling and scrimmaging would last most of Saturday morning, and the rest of the day would often be spent on team-building exercises. Since many of the boys had bikes, sometimes they'd ride places with Coach Ake. If head coach Nok was the general, Coach Ake was his friendly lieutenant. With his smiling eyes and chirpy voice, he was more big brother than drill sergeant. He had the perfect temperament to train the under-13 group, which he'd been doing for 3 years. The veterans of the team would sleep over at the modest home he shared with his aunt. He was very close with some of the boys. Often, when 11-year-old Titan's parents went out of town, they'd leave Titan in the care of the coach. Before big games, the former monk would lead them in the Buddhist meditation practice of Vipassana, which focuses on mindfulness breathing and the understanding of the ever-changing and impermanent nature of reality. When he wasn't coaching, he would do odd jobs at the Wat Doi Wao Temple, where he'd been a monk. The temple practiced the central Buddhist pillar of loving-kindness or benevolence to others. Monks were gentle with all of nature's creatures, especially humans. Harsh words were rarely spoken to the boys, and corporal punishment was taboo. In many ways, Coach Ake was the focus of many of the boys' social lives, and he would be seen tussling their hair and joking around with them. Perhaps the most striking thing about Coach Ake was his cheeriness despite an early life marked by suffering.